Welcome to New Realities. I'm Alan Steinfeld, and I have a very exciting guest today, someone I've interviewed before, Christine Day, and she is here on behalf of a higher consciousness, behalf of what do you call yourself? What do people call you? You were saying, and please tell us.
Well, you know, I am, yeah, absolutely a Pleiadian messenger, but I also carry a Pleiadian aspect through me. Mm. I integrated my full Pleiadian aspect 26 years ago. So that took me into a very accelerated state of awakening. And so for 26 years, I've been the messenger, the bridge between humanity and the Pleiadians. There are others on the planet, of course, doing this, I'm sure, as well. So I bring information to humanity to give you a deeper understanding and a clarity of what's taking place right now so you can better understand what's going on. And through clarity, you can start being self-empowered to consciously step forward and fulfill your own mission here. So I guess, Alan, that's really where I see myself.
That's great. You're the kind of person I want to talk to because you see it from the higher perspective, this crisis or this moment of transformation we're in now. Of course, I'd love to talk to you about how you transformed into this Pleiadian being, integrated being. But let's get to the message because I think this is really what people want to hear. What, from your perspective, which is a sort of... would you say interdimensional consciousness that's connected to these other beings?
Absolutely. I'm part of that international, that multidimensional consciousness. Mm-hmm. So I have my own Pleiadian family, and I'm interacting with them consciously and also through the galactic community and the universe. So I work with the all the masters, the light beings in the spiritual realms, as well as the galactic and Pleiadian communities. And of course, they're living a life at this time. They're not in spirit form. They are incarnated and living an incarnation right now on the within our universe, our resident universe. So, okay. You know, they bring... I'm sorry, Alan.
No, go ahead. They bring what? No, please. Go ahead.
Well, their role right now is to support us during this huge transition and to bring understanding of what's really going on right now. And so I want to just share those messages that come in, and they come in daily and they come in hourly sometimes to really impart to everyone out there what's going on and what your role is that you're to play right now.
That's in, what
during so, this, yes. This crazy, this chaos, this third dimensional chaos.
No, that's why I'm so excited you're here, because that's exactly what I want to know. And I think a lot of people listening. So please share whatever messages are coming to you now or have come to you in the last couple of days, months.
All right. So let me talk about, from the Pleiadian perspective, they say this pandemic is a destiny. It was always going to come at this time across the earth plane. It's to create what they call the winds of change. They say the winds of change are upon you. And they always use that phrase when something really dynamic and profound is about to happen. Right. And so this pandemic is global. We know that. It's designed to transform humanity and how we live. And as we're being, our ego mind is being upturned, upended, and really turned around as our lifestyles have changed, as we've been in lockdown and people have lost jobs and people are in fear and struggle and worried about money and about their health and the pandemic in general, all of that being turned upside down. While the ego mind is in that spiral of out of control, that's the time when the sacred part of ourselves can actually utilize this simultaneous light that's come onto the planet during this pandemic. It's like a network of light that's entered the earth plane to allow us to evolve at a much faster rate, mm-hmm. is opening our hearts and allowing those of us on the path, or anyone who chooses to step forward and begin to utilize and draw from that higher realm component of our sacred natures. Understanding.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
How we do that, how do we draw from it? Because it does seem in meditation that the psychic space is a lot clearer and the connection to the collective consciousness is much stronger. So how do we draw that in?
It's not a difficult thing. It's actually a natural state. It's returning back to a natural state of our own being. So we know the ego mind, that, you know, the fear, the struggle, the lack, the worry, all of that that gets into drama is through the mind. The heart is our natural multidimensional tool that links us back to home, back to the higher realms, into that sacred component that's part of us. It's a natural extension of us, is our sacredness, our multidimensional abilities. And so through the heart space, through entering consciously the heart, you enter that higher realm component, which is wide open. It's like the veils have lifted, and we can easily re-access that sacred component of ourselves on a very different level. Now, within the heart, within that sacred component, there is peace, clarity, understanding. No drama, but also the ego mind cannot go to that fourth dimensional energy, or fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. Anything that isn't third dimensional drama, the ego mind cannot enter. It cannot. It has this constant misperception of truth. So it's the heart space that allows you to gain access to your truth, to your power, and to start drawing from it and start working with your abilities for self-manifestation, for bringing in what it is you want for yourself now. Not later, now. Now is the time. And there's this new energetic frequency that we have access to at this time that's opened up at the same time the pandemic came in, this network of light anchored on Earth and has been activated and held by the Pleiadians and the spiritual realms and galactic community to stabilize Earth into a different frequency setting. The magnetic core of the Earth has shifted, and the pulse that's radiating from the core of our Earth, Alan, is now vibrating and pulsing at the same as the entire universe. For the very first time ever, that pulse is in synchronicity, pure sacred synchronicity to the rest of our universe. Understanding our universe has been waiting for us to come aboard. And it's our role. And when I say our, not spirit's role, not the Pleiadians' role, not the galactic community's role. It's our role as human beings to set this in motion. So the Pleiadians are bringing information how we are to do that, how we can re-enter the sacred, multidimensional, natural aspect of ourselves and start drawing from our multidimensional component, because it's much larger than our human part. Mm-hmm. And for lifetimes, we've just thought we're small, insignificant, limited, and we've not really known or even understood that that sacred nature of ours exists, or that we could even reach for it. Because the story out there was, in order to be enlightened, you have to reach perfection. And the human being is perfectly imperfect. It's impossible for the human being to be perfect. We always blow it. We have our idiosyncrasies, our anger, our rage, our hatred, all of those feelings that can come out from our idiosyncrasies of our experience here. The story is, that story has held us in separation from reconnecting to our sacred nature, because the human mind says, oh, I'll never be good enough for that. I just can't get it right. I can't get it, do it perfectly. And the Pleiadians say, in order for enlightenment, we just have to accept our imperfection not to be perfect. They are saying, whatever you are right now, you are ready to be able to align to your sacred nature. You don't have to change anything about yourself to come back to the sacred part of yourself. In order to move into that sacred part, they're asking you just to accept your imperfection. And self-acceptance of our imperfection is the self-love. And that is what we're being asked to move towards, but not get it right perfectly, because we can't. But just having moments of self-compassion, love, patience will shift our consciousness and realign that higher frequency, the higher realm light through us and stabilize us in this place. Now, I've been stabilized within my higher self for many years now, since I had my awakening with my Pleiadian aspect. But that was my journey, because I have done a lot of work in the world, bringing the teachings out for humanity. But now it's for every human being, those of us on the path who consciously choose to step forward and reach for your sacred nature. It is right there, fully intact, waiting. And we each have to make this step now to really bring our planet into another level of realignment during this time of the pandemic. It's during this time that we have to forge this reconnection.
Well, are you saying that this crisis will exist until we all get that? And you said it's going to get much more intense within a month. Also, talk about this evolution and when this shift you see will be taking place. I mean, it's taking place now, of course, but
we're right in the middle of it, but there are added components that's going to increase the intensity of our society. What, and you can see the energy building. A lot of conflict. Okay. I see a lot of conflict generated through the ego mind, a lot of things being unearthed and revealed and coming to light that's going to create a lot of uprising, I would say. I see a lot of upheaval, a lot of uprising. And the Pleiadians are saying everything is in hand. Actually, they say we're perfectly on track, believe it or not. We would look at the demand, the drama out there and go, whoa, it's a mess. But they don't see it that way. They say that we're perfectly on time and on track, and actually everything's in hand, because what we look at is the illusion. And if you go into the fourth, fifth dimensional energies, we're actually doing incredibly well with our evolution on planet Earth, within the Earth itself and within our hearts. And that's the perspective the Pleiadians look at when they assess our progress. And so our ego minds just cannot, you know, take that in, but we need to take it in. We need to see that within the veils, within the higher realms, we have gone through a rapid evolution, whether we're aware of it or not. It's like we've had an opening through our telepathic centers, centers in the brain have reopened that haven't been opened at all in this lifetime. Our telepathic communion abilities have kind of like a light switch has been turned on to activate, but that creates some disorientation, feeling of being even more out of control in a way, which feeds the ego. And because we're going through rapid transmutation in our cells, right. Our crystalline structure in our bodies have shifted with the magnetic pulse changing in the center of the earth. Our cells are carrying this new magnetic resonance of light, of transmission. And we are receiving transmissions from our resident universe because of the shift of the pulse. We're able to take in a higher frequency of God light on the planet. So we have all of this energy happening all at once, as well as the upheaval on a third dimensional level. So there's a tremendous number of things happening all at once, which is, it's meant to be this way.
So would you say this virus is a sort of evolutionary shift on a DNA level or evolution?
It really is. It's creating illness. We know that, but it's creating a sweep, a wave of upset through the planet. It's a global thing that is creating this upheaval and this change of lifestyle. This dramatic change of lifestyle, people losing their jobs, people being slowed down and having to be still. And in that stillness, we're going through another, that's part of the transmutation. So we've been stopped in our tracks virtually on so many levels. Mm-hmm. And so in that, there's this deep transmutation process that is going on in readiness for those of us who are ready to move and actively engage through the higher realm components. And if you only have to link, I mean, there's many of you on the path out there that are into realizing and understanding the amount of light that's opening up. And as you do, as you come into your heart with that light, there's only peace there. Mm-hmm. It's that illusion doesn't go beyond. It's so surface, really. Mm-hmm. But for some, it's their world. Mm-hmm. And so it's creating a lot of drama, a lot of conflict. And that's where the Pleiadians are saying there's a lot more drama coming over the next months that are going to, because this pandemic, I know people want it to go away. And all right, everyone's going back to their jobs this week, or things are reopening. And you know what? It's going to create a chaos because it's not such an easy fix. And it's important that it's not an easy fix. And I know how that sounds right now, but we need to be put on hold a little longer. The Pleiadians are saying that we're going to be slowed down a little longer because we need more time in that slowdown. For dramatic shifts and dramatic change.
People just want to return to the way things were and pretend like
of course
happened and it's normal. But that's not what this is about. There is no going back. There is no normal.
There's no going back.
Yes.
And the ego mind, all it wants is to go back to exactly the same pattern, the same rituals of their life, going to the bar, going out to work, you know, just being in this play out where they feel comfortable and safe with the same routine. And I don't see that same routine returning, and nor should it in the bigger picture, you know?
Well, the Pleiadians, and I wouldn't say just the Pleiadians, I would say lots of the, let's call them star family, wants us to reach a new level so we can meet them where they are, because they don't want to lower their vibration to come here. Is that it?
Well, part of it's that, Alan, but the most important part is planet Earth is the last planet within our universe that doesn't even work with telepathic communion. Our planet needs to rise in vibration and to be a fourth, fifth, sixth dimensional planet so that it can fully engage within the rest of the universe, and that means the whole universe upgrades. And it's what's called the God seat of power, where we can elevate into another consciousness within our resident universe, and the rest of the universe is waiting for us. And the fact is, their mission in this lifetime, in their incarnation, is to support us in that being elevated in that evolution.
Evolution.
Yeah, in elevating, but evolution, absolutely. And the fact is that they can only set the energetic stage. We have free will. And the whole picture, the whole story, the way it's to play out, our destiny for planet Earth is we as human beings have to be the ones to activate it. They can't do it for us. They can set the stage, and they've done that beautifully, and they bring in the information. The spiritual realms are doing the same. So all eyes are on planet Earth right now to support us in this really intense transformational time. And it's about us coming into an awakening. We're not going to change being human. Understand our evolution of enlightenment depends on us still having the human experience, but realigning to our sacred natures and bringing love and compassion and changing our relationship with our humanness. That is our mission, self-resurrection in this lifetime. And in doing that, as each person does, humanity's energy, it's like it creates for other human beings to follow. Mm-hmm. We are the way showers on the path, many of us. So we have to come and set the stage. But the Pleiadians say there's a moment in time when the third dimensional veils will just dissolve. And when that takes place, every human being, it doesn't matter how conscious they are, will just suddenly wake up and remember their sacredness. Mm-hmm. They'll just wake up like a dream. You know how you wake up from a bad dream? You wake up and go, oh, I was only dreaming. Well, people will just simply remember who they are in their multidimensional component.
Right, but a lot of us have
to... It is going to take place too.
We have to do the energetic work so the collective can start to have that mass awakening.
And that's true. And that's important for people to understand that we have to set the energetic stage and have enough of us in a communion and experience so that we can meet naturally through our hearts in a collective communion that anchors this network of light and intensifies the God light coming onto the planet. And then the third dimensional veil will simply melt away, because it will no longer be able to sustain itself. You know, and people are saying to me, you know, so many people are leaving the planet, so many deaths. And yes, people are. All of us on this earth plane are here. Some of us will take our next step on this planet, and some of us will take our next step off this planet. And there is no such thing as death. It's just the next step. Whether it's on or off the planet, within the energetic framework of things, that's one is not more any different than the other. It's just the next step.
But
I know we get attached to the loved ones around us, but that too is designed to shift people.
But the totality of what's been human consciousness is now in its evolutionary motion to reach something greater. So you said inside the earth there's a frequency, and around the earth there's a new frequency that we have accessible to us. So our job is to pull these new frequencies into the body to start a kind of ascension motion or a vibratory shift, which will open.
That's correct.
Yes.
Yeah, and the thing is, Alan, there's not an effort to do this. Just your conscious choice and desire to come into your heart and just use the breath and come in is enough to activate that reconnection process. It's a natural reconnection process. Like never before, we have at our fingertips the vastness of our multidimensionality and our light. It's never been this accessible before. And it's just a natural process of creating flow through consciously choosing to spend not a lot of time here. We're not talking about meditating for hours. The Pleiadians are saying take 5 minutes a day, and or 1 minute a day, in one moment of aligning here and opening your awareness into your multidimensional tool of your heart, 1 moment a day, every cell in your body transforms. And then that is accumulative. So if you choose 1 moment a day to do that, you start the process that it starts to accelerate a realignment to that natural sacred nature that you are. Mm-hmm. And it brings peace, fortification, clarity, understanding. And then you start to anchor what it is you want for yourself in your life right now, because you're utilizing your multidimensional tool for manifestation.
Beautiful.
This is what the design is, and this is what we're being asked to do And then we join that collective network between us on the earth plane in these physical bodies. That's really the mission for us right now.
So when we join together collectively as a one humanity, a singular consciousness, that's not political, that's not ego-based, but we have
that. Yes, thank goodness it's not political. And even there's the different life force energies. We all belong to family off planet. We have an off planet origin. But those off planet origins, guess what? They all are part of the God consciousness state. Mm. And you have a unique divine frequency of God light. I have a unique divine frequency of God light. We all have a unique frequency of that God light. When we bring that communion together, where there's two or more people coming together and bringing your consciousness into a place, this is forming a new network of light, a new time extension of time energy on our earth plane. So that the more people that come together and spend 5 minutes collectively with their awareness on one place within their own hearts, form the network frequency that holds the unique frequency of each person, but they come together forming a one consciousness, but separate in their frequency of light.
So when this happens, let's talk a little bit, as we get through this, we won't go back to a normal society. I think we'll be more compassionate, more loving.
In any moment of separation, like we are having our human experience, and the Pleiadians say it takes great courage, and they honor us for our humanity, and they are very compassionate with our separated state that we live in, that we get in. And it's really like they've really taught me to be very compassionate with my own humanity, because I still have my human moments when I need them. Mm-hmm. And I certainly are far from perfect in my human state at this point. But they really want you to just understand that everything you have done, all the choices you've made, that there should be no regrets. There's no wrong choices, no wrong turns in the road, only the series of experiences we create in order to learn. And so they actually say, take yourself off the cross and let go of the guilt and the shame, the regret. No one's a victim. We've just all had experiences if you're holding on to being a victim. So it's about really opening up and allowing yourself to see your human aspect with what it's been through, mm-hmm. and what it goes through in that drama, mm-hmm. but not being part of it.
Right. So I have an important question that I've been thinking about for a while. They still have individuated egos, but the way they learn is not through drama. The way they evolve is through what? Creative interaction? How would you say? Because we seem to evolve through drama, but that's not, once you reach another level, that's not how beings evolve, right?
That's absolutely true. And there's a point where that third dimensional reality does not need to be there for personal evolution.
Right.
And there are states of God consciousness, and there are endless states of God consciousness. It's just like they speak about what is called the God seat of power that oversees our resident universe. And they talk to me about when Earth comes back into its stabilization away from third dimension, and leaves that third dimension behind. And they say it's going to happen in this lifetime for us, this evolution. Then the God seat of power within their resident universe can change and open to a higher form of consciousness. So people say, well, what's in it for them that they want to just help us so much? Well, that is what's in it for them. They're waiting patiently and with a lot of love, believe it or not, for us to move, and actually they see us moving very well. They, you know, we think time is so limited, you know, time is such an illusion here. we're here for, in their mind, for a few seconds. It's just a blink of an eye, that our life span here for them, because they live a much more extended life in a different dimensional setting, mm-hmm. an expression of that setting of love, of consciousness, of being, of a multi-dimensional experience. And so nothing that we can perceive with our limited perception of that. So through that multi-dimensional realm that they exist in, there are so many different elements for them to evolve into and become. So they do live a very different aspect of experience than we do.
But I'm just interested in individuated consciousness as opposed to collective, because how does each individual of that society live in relationship to each other? I mean, ego's not a bad thing because it's about self-love. It's just when it gets distorted and out of hand. So talk about that individual selves, because you're also just talking about the collective.
All right, yes, this is important. The Pleiadians have their own unique divine aspect of their own God light. That's very unique and very defined. So when they come into the collective consciousness, they actually become more defined within their own uniqueness. It's like they stand out even further and understand different facets of their own unique multidimensional individuality within that uniqueness. Mm-hmm. Now, I have had a few experiences where I've been taken into that consciousness, and I was kind of first afraid, thinking I'd get lost in this like ocean of light consciousness. I would lose myself. But when I went in there, I had this incredible experience of incredible understanding of my vastness, and I got to see myself on so many different facets of multidimensionality of my God light that I would never ever been able to recognize except within that communion, because it makes everyone more of who they are. It highlights you rather than diminishes you. So that may explain how they function as a community and thrive individually at the same time.
Mm. So their basic occupation, my sense, would be creation, creating, inventing. Is that right?
They have very different structured worlds than we have here. I'm just trying to find the words, because our vocabulary in English is so limited to being able to even describe their multidimensional worlds within universes. And so there's this unlimited expression of potential that they can evolve into in their incarnations. And they learn and grow and understand in different multidimensional light settings about their own God state and the different elevations that they can reach and go to and evolve into within those states. So I think that's as best I can do because of the limit of language. But it's like colors you've never seen before that we wouldn't recognize, you know, vast experiences that we would not understand in our being able to even comprehend within our ego minds. You can feel it much more within your heart space, because the heart is multidimensional. This is our multidimensionality for now. And our minds will transform and are already starting to transform to allow some of the multidimensional consciousness to transfer up and reopen the areas of the brain. That is happening as we speak, you know. And some of the coronavirus energy has this imprinting. You see, it's not all bad. We see it, people dying or getting really ill, but it is touching and opening up new, or activating our transmitter within the cells of our body. Every cell in our body has this transmitter that's opening up inside of it that carries our unique divine frequency. And it starts to pulse the frequency out. And that pulse is going out into our earth, into that network of light. It's also going out into the universe, where we're starting to be individually aligned to that higher realm aspect of our consciousness. So there's links being recreated to allow that multidimensional sacred nature to flow in much more readily. That's why we're, the Pleiadians are saying how easy it is to create by choosing to create the reconnections of our sacred nature like never before. And the heart cells are playing the biggest role, and they're working with the pineal, through the crown, and through the telepathic centers of our brain.
Well, you know, corona does mean crown. Isn't that interesting, right? That's
yeah.
So
it's true. It's true.
Opening of the crown. So what does humanity look like as we go through this narrow passage, this moment of awakening, when we come out the other side, whenever that will be? How do you see us being different, and what's our evolutionary steps from that moment forward?
For many of us, it will be that we have a different understanding and link into the higher realms within our own sacred natures, and we start to transmit and open this communion space between us, so that there's telepathic communion, telepathic light, where we start to draw from that network of God light. We start to evolve and begin to birth and carry that frequency within this physical form. It's set up for that. The crystalline structure was birthed through our bodies on 11/11 in readiness for this. And so we have the capabilities to carry all of our multidimensional light in this physical form and transmit it outwards. We're not going to burn up the crystalline energy that's at birth then and in expanding now is linked to that network of light, so that we will be drawing, like we'll be like transmitters. We'll be drawing from the network of light and starting to function more as multidimensional beings. That's going to happen to many of us who are on the path and actively engaged at this time and committed to just focusing on themselves, not getting into the drama, witnessing, you know, seeing it, but understanding the dynamics that's happening, the larger picture that's happening on the on our planet right now and within our own humanity. And you see that family groups are starting to come together. They're being forced into spaces to stay. They're changing their relationship. Parents are home more and being with children. They're not running off to work. They're not all running off in different directions. They're actually coming together and spending more time together, more connection in relationships, more time, you know, being more accessible with their children. There's some really important benefits taking place at this time.
Yes. I just had a question from the online chat. We don't want to become a hive mind. We want to keep our individuality as well, because that's also what makes us human, right?
Well, that will always be there. Been guaranteed. The Pleiadians said to me that you have incarnated to have a human experience on this earth plane, and that will never ever go. You will not lose your humanity. You will change your relationship to your humanity. Like, your human part will benefit from the love of the sacred nature. It will be nurtured and be more peaceful because it will be loved and accepted, and there will be not that there'll be more compassion for your own human self. So the human aspect will be less agitated, maybe less in fear, but still have its moments of separation. We'll still be having our human experience. We're not going to lose our humanity. So you do not have to worry about that. That is part of our pre-agreement that Earth transform. We come in as human beings. We're staying as human beings with our sacred nature realigned, with that enlightenment.
Well, my understanding of our individuation is our creative potential. Each of us has an ability to be creative in our own unique way. That's why we incarnated into form. I would say that's the importance of the human species, is their creative ability to express. So
understand though, a big part of our creative energy is spiritually based. When you start to align to your higher nature, your creativity shoots upwards, becomes far more intuitive because you're linked into that higher realm aspect of yourself. And so that your creation, ability to create and in art or writing or whatever you want to do, whatever is your passion or your interest, you can draw and channel much more of that through, like the Grand Masters, you know, they were channeling their higher realm selves to bring in the music, to do the incredible artwork. So you become more creative, and it's unique. You don't lose your uniqueness through the sacred that you are. You increase your uniqueness. You become more creative, more unique in the way you are.
That's a good point, because really we've been programmed in this society to have a hive mind, to all think the same, to all do the same. So I like what you're saying. Yes, as we expand into more of a multidimensional spiritual awareness, that conditioning, that unconscious brainwashing drops away, so we could be more our unique selves.
Authentic is the word, authentic self. And my experience with my awakening is that anything I'm interested in, I'm told not to read anything, so I don't read anything.
Right.
And I haven't read anything for 26 years since my awakening, and I never read anything before my awakening, so I'm very ignorant. And because of that, I just am given all the information, understanding, and knowledge. And if I have an interest in something, I get all this information coming through, this really intuitively out of the box. But when I have a discussion with someone who's done a lot of learning about that subject, I bring in increments or elements that they haven't really come to. And it's like, oh my gosh, this is really quite amazing. And so I can channel and bring in the knowledge I need on anything that I really want to know about, because you link into the unlimited mind, the unlimited consciousness of knowledge, of truth too, which I like truth. And you can feel whether something's true through your own heart. You become self-empowered through truth and through your own heart. And to me, that's everything. That's how I've lived and I continue to live. And it keeps you very humble and just joyful and really grateful for everything that opens up.
I think that's how we're supposed to live, that way, open-hearted, truth, creative.
Yeah.
But one more question. I really appreciate everything you're sharing. What is the specific realm of humanity? You know, every civilization, every planetary civilization has their own particular aspect, or else we would have incarnated as Pleiadians or wherever. But incarnating in the human form has its own unique place within the galactic family, if you want to call it. So what place do humans hold in their higher evolved selves, and what place do the Pleiadians or the Sirians or these other civilizations? So can you lay out a sort of cosmology of those.
All right, so let me put it this way, that we came here to have the human experience. Mm-hmm. This is the, and I want to say this too, while it's on my mind, because it feels really important, is that this is the last time Earth will ever be an incarnation on a third dimensional planet. It will cease being a third dimensional planet after this lifetime. So human beings, to have another human experience, it won't be on planet Earth. It will be elsewhere. Okay.
You say three-dimensional, but we'll still have bodies, right? It's still a bodily, but when you say the last...
We'll always have bodies. There's the only people who don't have a body and aren't living an incarnation are the spiritual realms. That's the light beings, the masters, you know, the angels.
So
they don't have a physical body.
Fourth dimensional Earth does not have the same dramas that third dimensional Earth has, right?
It has no drama, no fear, no struggle. That's the link beyond the veil to the sacred and upwards.
Right. Right.
So being aware that we come here, we choose to come here, we chose to come here and have this human experience in these bodies, not Pleiadian bodies, which are higher evolved. You know, they're into the unconditional love, fifth, sixth, seventh dimension. But to evolve and bring planet Earth, this is why it was such a gift to be here, to say yes to coming. It was a gift to be chosen to be here at this time, because it was the first time, a unique experience for a race that was operating on a third dimensional human ego to evolve and become enlightened and stay in their physical bodies without dying and leaving the body to go back to their higher self. Mm-hmm. This is the first time ever this has been achieved. Mm-hmm. And we were all chosen, everyone on this earth plane, whoever they are, were chosen specially to come here to achieve this. So understand that the human body is used for a third dimensional experience. For those, like we said, okay, we want to have this human experience where we forget who we are, okay, and we awaken and we achieve enlightenment in this physical body, this lifetime. That is a huge accomplishment, to make that journey from being asleep to who we are, to come all the way through back to our higher selves and then living in these physical bodies, these type of physical bodies, and become awake.
So this is
it's an experience, yes. And it's a rich experience.
When we reach fourth dimension, whatever that is fourth dimension the same here, or is it different? Is it a different kind of flavor as a human fourth dimension as opposed to a Pleiadian?
Well, you know, the Pleiadians don't even work from the fourth dimension. Okay. They work from the fifth up. So the fourth is out of illusion, but the fifth is unconditional love. So it's we go from, all of us right now on the path have moments of being in the fourth, where we just kind of know that everything's fine, that we don't have to fear, we don't have to struggle, we're, you know, okay, everything's really in hand. We don't know why, but we know that. And we anchor that and we watch what's going on in our lives and saying, yeah, but you know what? We're okay. Everything's going to be fine. This is just the drama. That's fourth dimension. And then we have moments where we suddenly have an experience of being one with everything. You know, we might have an hour like that where we're suddenly just feeling one with all life force and just feel the love of that. Well, that's the fifth dimension. And the fifth dimension, of course, goes into higher states of unconditional love. So we move. We have third dimension where we're just in struggle and fear and, oh my gosh, how am I going to make it? I'm just going to end on the street and I'm going to lose everything. And it's, you know, just all the fear, the worry, the that drama caught up into that. And then we move out of that into something else, into the fourth, into the fifth. And then maybe we need a moment of separation. So we come back and just blow it, get angry, just like, oh, I'm done. This is enough. I can't, you know, I just can't do this anymore. And then we move back into the and we spend then gradually we spend more and more time in the fourth, fifth, sixth dimensional states as we choose our heart, where we leave that drama and come into our heart and just feel the peace. And then I'm okay, everything's in hand. And as we build, we hold more and more of our light and we embody more and more of that light. So we spend more and more time here and not up here in that drama. You know, it's an evolution and it's accelerating. It's going to accelerate really, really fast in the next months with those of us who choose. We've got to choose it. We can't sit there and just be passive. We've got to actively choose it because this is the time.
We choose it by saying, okay, let's bring it on. Is that how we choose it? I mean,
we choose by just saying, okay, all right, I can feel I'm really afraid right now. I know that's my mind. Let me go into my heart to access my multidimensional sacred part. I'm going to consciously take a moment to breathe and let go into my heart. And you start to suddenly feel the peace and the joy and that everything's fine. And you consciously choose to step and choose your sacred nature rather than your ego mind. And every time you do that, you forge a path, a deeper and more profound pathway that you activate to home, to that multidimensional sacred nature. And if it's one moment, it's fine. If it's 10 minutes, it's fine. But the Pleiadians are not ones to do big, long meditations. They say, be in life, live your life, spend moments in your heart, open up and take in the beauty of the moments that are around you. Don't get locked into the illusion of the drama, but look outside, see the wind in the trees, feel the sun on your face, open to the beauty and the light that is all around us right now. It's all about that, of just choosing to engage with truth rather than illusion in all sorts of ways.
Great, beautiful. I mean, I really appreciate your message and your enthusiasm and your joy. That's the biggest thing I feel you're communicating, is your openness and excitement. So you're basically saying it's going to get a little intense for the next month or so, just so we can really trust that space that we need to develop as human race. And then do you see it opening up and during the summer and into next year and then evolve?
Not really, Alan. I think it's going to extend a little more than that.
Oh, yeah.
I think we could look at the light at the end of the tunnel maybe being December this year.
Okay.
But the light's there all the time, you see. Don't wait for that. Mm-hmm. You see, the illusion is the darkness, and then there's the light everywhere, all of the time. We separate ourselves out. Seek it out. That's what I would say. And, you know, you can trust your heart, and there's so much there for each one of us to receive at this time. So just open up to receive through this space. And now I'm talking about abundance too. I'm talking about people who are in a really tough situation right now. I've just had my work canceled for the year. So, you know, I have no income for the year. So I'm not worried, I'm fine. But I know others, you've got children, small children, money not coming in, you're waiting for maybe unemployment to come in, you know, that check that's supposed to be coming from the government isn't coming in, you know, and it just tight. And it feels like you've got nowhere to go. And it's, I know people in really, really difficult times. And what I would say to anyone out there is just feeling desperate, is to take a breath, come into your heart and let your own vastness of your higher self take you somewhere else. Your mind won't be able to work it out. It doesn't know how to figure this out. But your heart, when you link into that, you will be able to start linking in and bringing, drawing from that space things that you need in your life right now. And I just want to support everybody out there. Mm-hmm. There's a tremendous amount going on, mm-hmm. on so many levels. And it's not, doesn't mean it's all easy, but it means choose the reconnection to yourself and see if that doesn't make a difference in your life. Because you've got nothing to lose and everything to gain right now by utilizing some of the time that we have.
Mm. It feels like we're all on the path of the initiates and the ancient mystery.
Yes.
You know, they were forced to be with themselves. So I know if we're all have to be with ourselves at least through the end of the year, we will be different. The old self, the old ways of behavior and acting, yep. will dissolve, and we'll be left with our true self and who we really are. And we have to just keep expanding into that possibility.
And we'll look back on this time, Alan, and go, whoa, what a gift. I could never have come to this, to myself like this, without any other way. Mm-hmm. And we will be filled with, I'm filled with gratitude right now, but you'll be filled with gratitude for the steps and the understanding that you have gained from yourself for this time. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I just really hold blessings around everybody, Alan, and prayers, because you are who you've been waiting for. And now it's time to meet yourself. It's the time now to do that. And I just really support everybody out there in doing that for themselves.
It's the time to meet who we've been waiting for, which is ourselves. It's time.
Yeah.
To meet.
Yeah. It's all there. It's always been there. But now the door's wide open.
Well, yeah. Yeah, no, it's great. I really appreciate this. Moment. And I think as we evolve to a new race, yes, we'll become more telepathic, we'll become more intuitively evolved. And this is a time when we'll look back on it where the whole world woke up. This is when the human race had the chance and the ongoing chance to realize who we are truly. And who we are truly is what all those religions and philosophies and dogmas have been all trying to tell us. What's the website again, you said, so people can find
it? It's www.christinedayonline.com.
Christinedayonline.com.
That's right.
That is
C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. Yeah.
Day, one word. Online. Thank you for your time and for your connection and for the dedication to keep your consciousness open to receive and deliver whatever messages are coming through.
Thank you, Alan, and blessings to you. It's so beautiful to see you again. You take good care.
Great to see you. I can see actually that you have been transformed. Actually, you look totally different than when we did an interview about maybe 3 or 4 years ago. You're in your transformation.
Yes, I.
You feel it, right? Do you feel it in your physical body?
Yes, totally in my physical body, in my whole being. It's been a profound unfolding and continues to be. And I'm just grateful.
Thank you. This is always exciting.
Thanks, Alan.
If you get a last minute message or something that wants to come through, call me and we'll just do a live show somewhere.
I will. Thank you, Alan.
Okay, thanks. Have a good day.
Much love.
Much love to you.
You too.
Thanks for everything.
Right. Bye-bye. Blessings.
Alan Steinfeld for New Realities. If you want to reach me, check out, keep checking out this channel. Subscribe to youtube.com/newreality.